Boogie Boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready. 101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we're looking into this. Elizabeth Brown brought this to my attention. They're saying that judges order Trump to continue SNAP benefits. I'm seeing that there's some motion to continue the SNAP benefits. Give me some footage, some information on this. I want to bring this up because this is a big situation going on. A lot of people don't know what to expect November 1st, but this is something that Elizabeth Brown brought to my attention. Two federal judges ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must continue to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for Americans. And so maybe it's hope. Maybe this ain't going to be a thing. And it was all, you know, something where people kind of were stressing out. See, that's what I'm talking about, Adul. Adul then went and found me some snacks from yesterday from upstairs. But we got some video on this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Washington Managing Editor Catherine Falders and Transportation Reporter Sam Sweeney joining me now for more. So, Catherine, a judge says that Trump's attempt to suspend SNAP is unlawful. What more? He didn't mention anything about it there on the tarmac, but what more do we know?
Yeah, that is interesting. We're referring, and this is just in from, by the way, our colleague Peter Charalambos, who was reading through this ruling. This was a hearing that was heard yesterday on an emergency basis to try and get a judge to restore those funds that will be lost, Kira, as you say, at midnight. So this federal judge in Boston did rule that the administration's attempt to suspend the SNAP funding, as you mentioned, is unlawful, but that judge declined to issue an immediate order ordering that the program be funded by the federal government. So while the judge says it's unlawful, that does not mean that all of a sudden food assistance won't go away for 42 million Americans starting at midnight, as you mentioned. So this is just what the judge said, but it doesn't seem at this point that what this judge in particular said will change anything that will go into effect at midnight tonight. Now, remember, there's also another hearing in Rhode Island before a separate federal judge. So we'll see if that judge says anything different that may happen to affect the outcome of what will happen in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, because that's a lot of people across the United States that's going to be affected like this. And the chaos, once you get kids screaming, talking about I ain't got nothing to eat and I'm hungry, people kick into survival mode. I used to watch movies where, and I think it was a Jamie Foxx movie. I don't know which one it was, but the father, he said he was telling the story about how it was Christmas time and his father bought him all these gifts, but they was poor. But come to find out, the father had went and robbed the toy store to make sure that they had a good Christmas. And it was like a sad story. First, it sounded powerful, but then it ended up what he had to do to actually provide the Christmas that he had to go rob, and then the police came and took him away. Well, here we go, a desperate situation where so many people across the country will be in a space where they kids going to be crying for food. So what is that going to produce people to do? I understand what I'm saying. I don't even want to imagine. I do not want to imagine. Well, Milwaukee County residents and food pantries prepare for SNAP benefit cuts. I guess they had a meeting. I saw that the county had a meeting about it earlier on the live. They went live with a press conference earlier. David Crawley, I think Shaquana Taylor was on the meeting, and Gwen Moore, a lot of different local leaders, the local electors was on this press conference. But they say Milwaukee County residents prepare for, you know, what's coming. We got another update on this. Andrew let me know that there is another update that he has. If y'all watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Moments ago, a federal judge in Massachusetts ruled that the Trump administration is required to use about $6 billion in a contingency fund, an emergency fund, to pay for SNAP benefits that will lapse tomorrow. After a month of the government shutdown, that government food assistance for 42-some million Americans was about to run dry.
The vast majority of SNAP recipients, 83% in 2023, were children, elderly folks, or people with disabilities. The Trump administration has said that contingency fund was not an option for SNAP. Now, even with the judge's ruling, the emergency money falls short of supplying the full program. So let's talk.
Moments ago, a federal judge in Massachusetts.
All right. Well, we're going to keep feeding y'all the information as much as we can. As much as we can, because this is just taking place. Some of this that we're talking about right now. A lot of that information wasn't out when the show first started, when I started the show today. So I guess some judge is trying to make an effort to get some kind of reserve to fund the SNAP benefits. So here we go. I think that they can't let a lot of people across America go through this situation. They know that the chaos would just be almost inevitable. And I'm talking about, you talking about SNAPs don't hit that card on the first. Y'all think y'all not going to be affected. Y'all think it's going to be nothing but smooth sailing. But when people got hungry kids at the table, hey, they may react a certain way out of character. They may get out of character a little bit. I don't know. All I'm saying is that we all got to make sure that we're doing the best we can to be a resource. I've been saying that all year. I've been saying that all year to make sure that we all become resources for each other. But if you want to join in on the conversation today, 833-212-1017. Do you think that something can happen where they can find the resources to fund the SNAP program? It's looking like they're trying to do something. The judges have already ruled to try to combat what they know may happen, may possibly happen. But 833-212-1017, maybe something at the last minute can come through.
So a caller just asked, Tori, if you thought Trump put all these National Guard everywhere with this maybe in the back of his mind, that SNAP could be potentially, you know, underfunded?
I don't know, because SNAP is everywhere, you know. It's more white people on SNAP than it is. So basically, he was targeting like Memphis, communities that had high crime. You know, now if he was putting it in somewhere like Wyoming, like, you know, where, you know, somewhere in mid Wisconsin, I would think, okay, well, maybe he understood what was going to happen. But you know, I can understand the logic. I can understand the logic, but I don't think it's that sinister. I think that, that's when you think that blacks are the only ones that get SNAP benefits and stuff like that. Like, no, I don't think so. I when you look clear, and you look at the situation clearly, and you understand what's really at stake, it's really a lot of people that voted for Trump and the Democrats, while they going back and forth, that are going to be caught up in the middle. And it has nothing to do with politics. SNAP has been around for a long time, and different races, different people, different walks of life use SNAP benefits. I understand what I'm saying. So it's so massive that it couldn't have been just targeted at blacks. You know what I mean? Because we're not the main ones on SNAP benefits. So if you thought that you were bot, you definitely a bot. Maybe a lot, you know, we use it, But we're not the majority on SNAP benefits. So you're hurting. Basically, Trump would be hurting white America, middle America, and definitely the Democrats, the undocumented people, a lot of the people that came over here from Afghanistan, a lot of these migrants that came over here, you know, a lot of those people would be hurt as well. So so many different people on SNAP for so many different reasons that you can't even target one group of people when you talk about SNAP benefits. That goes across the board. That affects a lot of people. Eastside Corey.
Hey.
How you doing, Eastside?
Hello. My man, I've really enjoyed you this week, and I wanted to wish you a happy Friday.
Bless
you,
Eastside.
I quickly want to say, you're like the only black dude I know that possibly voted for Trump besides myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds me of the time when COVID was coming around the corner. Like a slow-moving train. We saw it coming, and we were warned, but it was like, hurry up and get in and don't do this and do this. It's so weird. And I feel like either he gets too comfortable, Trump, and he's running things in his area seem to be running just fine. But he's surrounded by people that don't seem to really tell him the truth.
Well, I think it's easy to dump everything on Donald Trump, but this is a joint effort. This has to do with Congress. This has to do with people voting.
I know it's Senate. Huge.
So it's Democrats and Republicans. I know I got my problem with Democrats, and I know I got my problem with what the Republicans are doing. But when I look at this, and when I see what they're doing when it comes to trying to gain leverage, I think both sides got the community, got these SNAP benefits, got the federal government at a standstill, because the extreme left and extreme right politics are kind of, they don't care about what's in the middle. So Eastside Corey, I can't, you know, I'm not going to be one of those people that's just saying that it's one idea that's actually making it happen. I think that there's multiple ideas in play that's making it happen. And you got to look at the whole thing well-roundedly to make the right decision on what's really going on. And I see trouble in the waters on both sides. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Wisconsin families brace for SNAP funding freeze. We've been talking about it. Just recent news, judges have ordered Trump to find a way to get the reserves open to fund the SNAP program. What they say, $6 billion to fund it in the reserve? Well, the Federal Reserve prints money like paper all the time. So why not? I don't know. We got Smiley on the line. Smiley, how you doing, Smiley?
How you doing? I'm all right, and you?
Fine, Queen. What's going on?
This is the first time I can say that I actually have a little disagreement with you. I always agree with you on a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's good, because that means you're not a bot. You got common sense here.
We should all have that, but
right.
Hey, you know,
common sense ain't
just about a situation is where that. However, when you said that part of the situation comes in to the Democrat playing a role into what's happening.
Well, they voted no.
They fall into
13,
this,
14 times.
You say what?
They voted no to because they weren't getting what they wanted. As far as funding ideas that they thought that they wanted to implement or they don't want to let go of. So they voted no, too.
Right. They what they voted for was to not allow the situation to they need the medical. They want to change Obamacare. Mm-hmm. So that was the one biggest thing that they were trying to make sure that was not going to be a change to.
Plus, there were other things like funding certain programs overseas. All those little programs that nobody agrees that the tax dollars need to go to. That was in there as well.
Well, I mean,
I played the video at the top of the show.
I get what you're saying, but mm-hmm. allow me to speak my truth, if it's possible. But when it comes down to everything, everybody have a hand in what they want to do, how they plan. If you're sending millions of dollars over to other seas and doing, at the end of the day, it's a taxpayer money who's right. doing what, paying everybody that's sitting up in the sitting up in the White House, right?
I agree.
We all have a telltale story or situation where they're going to speak there, do what, and they're going to operate and narrate the situation to be beneficial to whoever they fit to. At the end of the day, they're not. No one is really looking at the fact of, regardless if they saying paying something overseas, they still not saying we are not going to, you know, allow you to tear up something that was created for the whole United States, and that's the health benefits and the food benefits for mm-hmm. the people.
Well, those things suffer when you got other agendas attached to it. Just like Black Lives Matter, it said Black Lives Matter in the front. But all of the things on the back end got the benefit, and the black community is still suffering. So when you got ideas where, yeah, we want health insurance, yeah, we want people to eat and have certain benefits, but it's when it's attached to 13 different other things that is wasteful, then you get this. You get this type of situation.
Let me say this, though. I don't receive food stamps, and I definitely don't get county benefits for stamps. And there might not. Right. There are people that I don't even think my kids even get in. They're grown mm-hmm. to the point where they work hard to get whatever they have to get. Everybody don't get that opportunity to be like that. But mm-hmm. I'm speaking upon those who are in the need of it. So right. you get what they say, you got to give a little to get something. But on the same token, what sense of getting something when you got a president in the United States right now and the Republicans that's sitting up there don't even care about the fact of that they don't care if it is a go or not, because they got what they want. Everybody, I feel like, I mean, this is my I agree to disagree with you too. You know what? You have a blame because you ain't gonna let me finish saying what I gotta say.
I heard
at the end of the day, the people got at the end of the day, the people suffering based according to who's doing what in the hands of who.
And we agree.
And right now,
yeah.
I'm gonna say this: Black Lives Matter. Only once black people stop killing and doing what they're doing to each other. Period. That's me just speaking, and I'm a black woman speaking upon it.
Okay. Well, I think we kind of agree, but then we kind of not agree in certain areas. I disagree. I think it's both sides with this. I seen the whole thing. I don't think either side has an advantage in this. I believe it's extreme left policies going on and extreme right going on right now. So that I think that's where the disagreement is coming from. Like, y'all want to make it Donald J. Trump when I'm saying that it's two extreme ideas that are going head to head and the people are suffering. That's my stance on it. Tony from Tulsa. How you doing, Tony?
Sorry, what's going on, man? It's
Blessings.
Been a while.
How you doing, brother?
Not too bad. So I just want to chime in real quick because I know you probably got Liz coming up. And Liz, how you doing? But I just wanted to say, look, this is a dog and pony show. You know, this is a both sides thing. And you're right. You know, there were some things that they wanted in there for gender studies. And it was some Rwanda thing that they had for transgender stuff. And it's just like, what? Why are we funding this overseas when we got people that's hungry here in the States? And then on the other end, you know, I think Dems want to use this as a tactic to be able to use for the midterms because they are clearly not running on anything. And again, it's the situation comes to let's do a clean CR, the same CR you've been passing since Trump has been in office. Let's do a clean CR. No, we want to act like we're actually fighting for something, but we're not really fighting for things. So if you do a clean CR like you have been in March, in the summer that they passed another clean CR, the same thing that they've been kicking the can down the road. I'm along the lines of Thomas Massie to, look, we need to, if we want to cut down funding, let's do that. But all this international stuff, we need to cut out all the funding to that if we can't get our own house in order. So that's all I got to say about it. They're both playing both sides, and, I mean, it's just, we'll see how it goes in the midterms. That's what their only concern is the midterms.
Hey, like I said, you know, we all can, I don't need you to agree with what I said. I said what I said, you can say what you say. But at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to get the call from people that are suffering. You not. I don't care what I say on the air. I'm the one. If somebody's out here, and it's been going on before the SNAP benefits, it's been going on. So whatever's happening in the city of Milwaukee, I'm going to get a call to go deal with it. So I don't care what you say. You know, I'm going to have to go over there and physically sit in somebody's house and figure it out. But at the end of the day, when you try to say it's one side and not the other side, then you a bot. You donkey gang or you elephant gang. But you sometimes you got to be independent and have some common sense. And just because I'm not donkey gang, I'm not elephant gang either. I'm just telling you that when the extreme ideas take place and they're pulling to get an advantage, the people suffer. That's all I said. And I'm not going to let this blood and crip and all of this extra gang type activity mentality come in and say, oh, pointing the finger. No, they all sitting up there doing what they want to do that doesn't have the right conscious mind of the American people. And we're suffering from it. And this is a classic example. You know, everybody, you know, don't have SNAP benefits, but millions of people do. And so that is a concern. But at the end of the day, this is what y'all, that's why I say, y'all, if y'all don't hit a reset on how we're voting and choosing our leadership, it's going to continue to happen. Simple as that. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe Show. Joining me on the lines, advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Live on the V-Mix. We got Liz live on the V-Mix. If you're tuning
Hello.
In. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, it's Friday and it's Halloween, so happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, happy Halloween. I'll say this, the Milwaukee Police Union, I think that they got the raise that they wanted.
They did. Can you give me a tour?
Yeah. Repeat what you just said.
I said, yes, they did.
Okay. And it seems like the Milwaukee Police Association announced that the members, that its members have overwhelmingly voted to ratify a new labor agreement with the city.
Yeah, you know, they was going to get it because everybody else, so.
It's a little choppy. Yes, you're coming through a little choppy. But the thing is, they went through arbitration. Whatever the arbitration said, they were going to get. And now that they, I think they were only asking, at first where I saw the article where they were asking for, what, a 12% raise? And now I'm seeing that this could be like a 15% raise.
It is 15, yeah.
That's even more than what
and
they
no
was asking for.
Furloughs until... and these, Tori. I mean, the reality credibility of it.
All right. Well, hold on, Liz. Your phone is
let me
not
call in.
Call in through, you know, through the lines. Okay, we got the, while we getting Liz on the lines, we got the police union clip on what's going on. I guess they got the race, but what else is going on? Let's listen.
Nearly 3 years, the union said it was leading to staffing problems on Milwaukee streets. Now?
This is going to help with retention. Officers hopefully are now not going to leave for other jurisdictions like we've been seeing, because now our wages are competitive to those places.
The union reveals the new contract would give MPD officers a 14.25% pay raise over a four-year contract. That means back pay for 2023, 2024, and 2025.
Oh, wow.
And higher pay next year. The Milwaukee Police Association says when you compound it, it's actually a 15% pay raise over the 4 years.
Where's the city going to get millions and millions of dollars for this contract?
So we try to make sure that we account for those things. But I'm really happy with where we are, because I've got a responsibility not just to make sure that we're supporting police, but also supporting taxpayers as well.
The union and mayor say they both hope the contract will bring new recruits to the department. Mayor Cavalier Johnson's budgets have called for 3 recruit classes of 65 each. But the actual sizes have been much smaller. Some recent classes had just 25 or 28 graduates.
I think that now that we're going to be competitive to other jurisdictions around the area, this is going to now really drive a desire for people to be Milwaukee police officers.
The union says 83% of members voted yes Wednesday and 17% voted no. Next, the Milwaukee Common Council will need to approve the contract. If they do, Milwaukee police officers will be some of the highest paid in the state.
Oh, wow. There you go. Everybody got their raise. The cycle is complete. Getting down to the end of 2025, everybody got their little money. The teachers got extra raise. The common council, the mayor. Everybody got the raise, and the people got the taxes. So here we go. Do we got Elizabeth?
I mean, again, look here, Kay. Milwaukee, just the so-called, like I said, misleadership. They're supposed to be leadership, but they misleading the people across the table. I've never seen so many failing systems suck money out of the community like all of these individuals, all of them in the bed together, all of them know that they're not doing a job that deserves raises. In the reality of it, though, when you look at how, I mean, from the governor on down, just complete failures. We're being taxed to the max to pump again pensions, okay? Because everybody trying to blow their pension up. Because again, remember Mad Dog Morales. On his pension, he was getting, what, $10,000 a month?
Right.
So, again, when we looking at the school, MPS superintendent, how much money they gave her to come here, again, she coming in paid, okay? And paperwork still wasn't right. She got paid top dollar for failure. MPD. Short staff, but even when they was full staff, failure. You understand what I'm saying? Especially for our community and the people that are being taxed again. Where is everybody getting what they want but the people? Because again, all we asking for is you to do the job that we paying you to do. Because clearly y'all going to get, they getting the money. But the only people that's sitting at the table that's hungry is the people who built the table, which is the people, and everybody else is just, you know, big back energy. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I'll say
you can
this.
Look at them and tell they eating good.
Well, I'll say this. It seems like the taxpayers' dollars is like monopoly money. And who can negotiate the best deal, they get it, you know. And you seeing everybody this year, for some reason, they went for the gusto. You know, they, even though the budget deficits are here, even though there's multiple deficits going on, they walked away with some of the worst budget deficits in the history Everybody came out like a fat rat with raises.
But found a way to get a raise. Like, make that make sense. You know, again, even when it came to the Chiefs.
I might have to, looking out for himself
and not even other officers.
Hey, I might try to climb over the wall and try to become a police officer to get up in the academy.
Hey, I've seen some officers I know ain't getting over the wall. You understand? Like,
somebody told me they don't even do that. Somebody told me they don't even climb the wall no more because it wasn't beneficial to different people body types. I don't know.
But you put them in our neighborhood. Like, at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing that's of substance right now. You know, when we're talking about these individuals who we're supposed to look to that don't know what the hell they're doing. It's clear that they don't know what they're doing. When failure get raises, it's time for us to go back to the drawing board and realize that we the problem. How are we letting these people get away with that?
All I know is that when you look at 2025, this was the year of getting money for the politics and a lot of these organizations. I'm talking about from the beginning of the year to now, all we've seen is money go into the hands of the establishment and not on the ground to help and assist the people. So they got they pot, they got their little extra, and we got resources cut. We got more resources cut because of these, what they call severe budgets. The worst budget ideas. We got our resources cut, but they got a raise. Somebody help me. Somebody help me make that make sense if you can.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to ever be able to make it make sense because, again, if the community is hurting, if we are at a deficit, how the hell are you requesting and passing for you to get a raise? Matter of fact, the last time I checked, is a company is at a deficit, you getting rid of the top heavy individuals, and you as the boss is taking a cut to keep some of your people. These individuals, again, like I said, they secured the bag with no results. And again, like I said, these titles, everybody title drunk. But they can't put their degrees together and make none of this make sense outside of the fact that they run into the bank and the people have nothing to show for it. And like you stated, we're talking about parks. We're talking about pools. We're talking about all of these closures. On your show, we have had the elderly, the children, and the middle class suffering.
Wow.
And they got a raise.
Wow. Hey, look, Mo in the chat says, let's not forget we got tickets with our names on it waiting to get picked up in 2026.
Absolutely, Mo. Absolutely.
Wow. Hey, look.
That part. And not only that, even downtown, where they talking about what they didn't prolong where you could park at 6 and not have to pay the meter. Now you got to pay the meter.
Now you got to wait till 9 o'clock. Hey, look. I don't know. It's just, hey, I got my eyebrow up, but when we come back, I need to get your final thoughts on the week, Elizabeth Brown, as usual. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Look, every child deserves a school that sees their brilliance. A place that believes in who they can become. At Milwaukee College Prep, we set the bar high with strong character, high expectations, and academic excellence starting as early as age 3. MCP scholars continue to outperform their peers across Milwaukee because we believe every child can achieve greatness. And the best part is tuition free. If you're looking for a school that partners with you, challenges your child, and prepares them for college and beyond, visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com because Milwaukee College Prep is where brilliance begins. Elizabeth Brown, it was kind of spooky this week. A lot of the things that were going on was kind of spooky. It's October 31st.
Yes.
And hopefully as we get into November, we can start to, you know, get things going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're in a space and place that, again, you can't change what you're not facing, you know. And on the Tory Lowe Show from 1 to 4, 5 days a week and on the repeat, I think we facing. We calling it what it is because, again, with any addiction, with any programming, because we've been programmed for a long time. We've been addicted to the struggle love. We've been addicted to the lack mindset. We've been addicted to wait on somebody else, believe in these people, and they gonna make certain things happen. We're in a time now where we understand that if we don't do it, it's not gonna get done. So I think we're in a powerful place to become greater, to become better. It's time. I think it's a timing of healing, revealing, releasing, and rebuilding, you know. And I think we're doing that every day because we're not only talking about, we're being about what we're talking about. We're showing people that you don't have to pick a side of the Democrats or the Republicans. You understand? Because anytime you have to pick a side, you lose, period, and point blank.
You got to choose yourself sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, and especially the people, because both of those sides is playing the ends against the middle. It's like monkey in the middle, and we the monkey, the people who are working every day and making this place livable, you know, we're the ones that continuing to suffer. And I think if there should be any separation, it should be us from the politics, the illusions that these people continue to sell us, like used car sellers and salesmen, and then we have buyer's remorse every time we leave the voting box, because these clowns get in there and they do what they want to do. One thing for sure and two for certain, though, the mayor, the governor, the county, like the chief of police, all of these individuals have shown us one thing, that they don't give a damn about us.
Mm.
And when somebody show you that they don't care, you don't have to get loud with them. You don't have to do anything. Remove your energy and watch things change. It's time for us to not only talk about change, but be about it. We got to move these people around. Anytime you have cancer, you have to remove it. It has to be removed or it's going to continue to spread. It's time for us to remove these cancerous parasites, because the only thing they doing are feeding off the people, continuing to feed off the people and making spaces and places for other individuals who they know are parasites as well. You bring in somebody from somewhere else, you pay them top dollar. They was failing as a superintendent where they from, paperwork wasn't done, and you bring them here for top dollar with a failing record because you want them to fail here too. These people don't want to fix Milwaukee because Milwaukee is the bread and butter of all the surrounding rural areas that's supposed to be better. This is why we're always on the news. This is why everything that they talk about in every state in America, the black face is always put on the worst things that ever happened. But the reality of it is, when we know who we are and what it is that we do, we can change the narrative. Stop tuning in, you know. I was talking about detoxing and all that this whole month. And one thing for sure and two for certain, King, we got to stop consuming what we know is bad for us. Consuming the logic, consuming what it is that they want to push.
Bot
it out.
If we're
truly about being positive.
Being a bot.
If we're truly about, if we're truly about being positive, though, if we're truly about change, you're going to watch what you consume. just like the king was saying, you know, what I ate, I consumed that. So that was my responsibility.
Right.
So it's not only what you feed your body, it's what you feed your mind, it's what you feed your spirit. When you're ready for change, you're no longer going to do anything the same way that you've been doing it. Like I said, in struggle, trying to force something, trying to control it. If you have to force it, if you have to control it, it's not meant for you. If you have to chase it, you right. want to put yourself in the position where you're attracting what it is that you need, and you're not going to attract anything good if you are at war with yourself. So the reality is, tap in. It's a beautiful time to be alive. No matter what they're trying to push, that narrative of fear, doubt, lack, I rebuke it. Okay, this is the season of harvest for those of us who have been righteous when we could have been wrong. We chose the long way because we understood that when you go the long way, you're going to stay a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reality is, it's our time, King.
I agree.
And what used to be turned upside down, we about to turn it right side up.
And
I'm here for it.
The best thing about it is you got a right to change. If you don't like what you see, you have a right to change your mind. That's what's powerful about free choice, free will. You know, you don't always have to go with the status quo, especially if you can't see the outcomes and the results, especially if it's your tax dollars that's funding it. Once the people take back control and start to regroup, rethink, and reshape and reposition themselves, it's going to be a great time, not only in our community, but across America.
Absolutely. And I concur, King, because, again, change your mind to change your life, and anything you got wrong yesterday, you can get it right today. You can wake up with the intent to do what's right, even if you've done something wrong. It's never too late to do what's right. And the reality of that is, like you said, every day you're given a chance and a choice. Choose. But don't choose to lose, because, again, we done been there and done that.
And
it's time to win.
Hey, I tell you this, let's a lot of people feel like just because the crowd moving in a certain direction, that's the good thing to do. And sometimes, many times, a crowd will be doing agendas that don't benefit you. And just because a bunch of people are going a certain direction, you got to make sure that you're understanding what's funding it, what the root cause is and what the root ideas are, and if that weighs in on what you're trying to do. Because many times a lot of people see a lot of people moving in a direction and thinking, oh, this is what the people want. But a lot of that is socially engineered to make you believe that that's what the people want, but it's against your best interest. So when you start seeing beyond the crowd and looking at the root cause, you'll come out a lot better in your decision making.
I absolutely agree, King. And we working. You know, have safe and productive weekend. Try to get some rest.
Right.
Truth Nation, look, we working. Hang in there.
Well, look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, Queen. And we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, as always, King, I'm here for it. Let's get it. One love.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. Salute to everybody that joined the show in the chat. Powerful chat all week. We got through another week. I need everybody out there in Truth Nation to have a fun, safe weekend and keep your head on the swivel. Always know that awareness is key. And no matter what happens going into November, we're going to be right here, ready to tackle whatever the situation is, as we always do. I appreciate everybody for listening in to the show every day. All of the brothers and sisters on the front lines that are willing to be a resource for others. Salute, salute, salute. And if you ain't about that action and you reactionary, it's never been a better time to change your mind to get on the front lines. We need you. Hey, look, keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Home a blow in for Dr. Ken. Have a fun, safe weekend. One in the air for the people ain't here. Two in the air for the brother that's there. Three in the air. For-